This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're digging into something pretty crucial for anyone running online ads. You know that feeling. Your campaign's pulling traffic, clicks are happening, but, well, maybe the leads aren't quite right.
Mm-hmm.
Or the conversions just aren't stacking up the way you expected. It feels a bit like pouring water into a leaky bucket, right?
Yeah, absolutely. A really common frustration.
Exactly. And you're left wondering, where is my budget actually going? So we're going to unpack a key strategy or deep dive highlights for really maximizing those ad budgets and boosting your ROI. Okay, let's unpack this.
Right. So what we're focusing on is what's called a negative keyword strategy. It's basically a proactive approach. You identify and then you exclude specific search terms, words, or phrases that are, you know, irrelevant, maybe way too broad, or just highly unlikely to lead to a sale or a good lead for you.
Okay.
The whole point is simple. Make sure your ads only show up for people who are genuinely interested, the qualified prospects. So take an example. Say you sell really high-end premium skincare products. You absolutely don't want your ads showing for searches like free skincare samples or DIY skincare hacks.
No, definitely not the same customer.
Exactly. Those users just aren't in your target market. They're after something totally different. And every click you pay for from those terms, it's not just wasted budget. It actually skews your data, makes it harder to see what is working.
Yeah.
So this strategy, it filters out that unqualified traffic before it costs you anything.
That example hits home. You could just picture the budget sort of vanishing into the digital ether.
Mm.
And most marketers, I think, are really focused on optimizing the keywords they're bidding on, right?
Mm, that's the usual focus.
But our sources are pointing to this other kind of hidden problem, a drain.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about what you target, but what you forget or fail to block. So why is this so critical? Especially considering that, surprising fact, our sources brought up that your worst performing keywords might not even be in your keyword list. They're hiding somewhere else.
That is precisely the hidden drain. It's so true. Marketers are busy optimizing what they think they're bidding on their chosen keywords. But often, the real budget vampires, as you could call them, are these ghost terms you never intended to target. They're lurking in your search terms report.
The search terms report.
Yeah. It's like this slow, quiet leak in your, you know, financial plumbing for your ads. So this strategy, it isn't just about being efficient. It's about finding what's actively, maybe silently, sabotaging your results. And implementing a smart negative keyword strategy gives you some really core benefits.
Like what?
Well, first, you'll see a lower cost per acquisition, your CPA, how much you pay for each new customer or lead. That's huge for the bottom line.
Definitely.
It also seriously improves your lead quality. And because of that, your conversion rates tend to go up, boosting your overall return on investment, your ROI.
Better leads, better results. Makes sense.
Exactly. And you get clearer attribution across your campaigns, too, because the data isn't getting muddied up by all these irrelevant clicks. Ultimately, it just protects your budget, lets you put more money towards the keywords that do perform well, the ones with high intent. The result, it's simple, really. You stop, well, paying for junk clicks, as the source material puts it.
Junk clicks. Yeah, I like that term. It's very direct.
And you start seeing much more consistency in your results, predictability.
That really paints a clear picture. Stop paying for junk, get more consistency.
Yeah.
But quick question. Is there a danger of going too far, like being too aggressive and maybe blocking terms that, I don't know, might indirectly lead someone to discover you? Seems like a bit of a balancing act.
That's a really sharp question. And yeah, there's an art to it, not just science. The key isn't blocking everything remotely related. It's about blocking terms that are clearly irrelevant or show really low intent to buy what you're selling.
Okay.
You wouldn't block a term that maybe brings in fewer leads, but they're super high quality.
Right. Though. Context matters.
Right. Exactly. Precision is the name of the game. And our deep dive actually lays out a pretty clear five-step process to get that precision.
Okay. So we've got the why, stop the hidden drain, stop paying for junk. We've got the what, the negative keyword strategy itself. Now, the practical part, if someone listening is thinking, okay, this makes total sense, I need this. What are the actual steps? How do they build this thing? Here's where it gets really interesting.
Right. Let's get into the how. The very first step, and this is crucial, is to audit your search terms report weekly.
Weekly. Okay.
Yes, weekly. This isn't looking at your keyword list. It's digging into the actual search queries, the exact phrases people typed into Google that triggered your ads. I've seen cases like a client selling luxury watches, and they were paying for clicks on how to fix a broken watch.
Oof. Not ideal.
Not ideal at all. A simple weekly audit catches that stuff fast. You look for patterns, phrases that get clicks, maybe lots of clicks, but just never convert. Spot them. Add them straight to your negative keyword list. Doing it weekly keeps you agile, you know? Keeps you ahead of how people search, which changes all the time.
Okay, step one, weekly search term report audit. Got it. What's next?
Step two is segment your negative keywords by campaign intent. This is really important. You don't use the same block list for every single campaign.
Ah, so it's tailored.
Exactly. Think about it. If you have a campaign focused just on your brand name, maybe you want to add competitor names as negatives there, but you probably wouldn't do that in a broader campaign trying to find new customers, right? Or for a cold audience campaign, maybe you exclude terms like free guide or DIY tutorial because those people aren't ready to buy yet. The strategy needs to be customized for what each specific campaign is trying to achieve.
That makes a lot of sense. Not one size fits all. Okay, step three.
Third is to use negative keyword match types wisely. Just like your regular keywords have match types, negatives do too. There's broad, phrase, and exact.
Okay, how do those work for negatives?
So negative broad match block searches containing that word, like blocking cheap if you sell premium stuff.
Gotcha.
Negative phrase match block searches containing that exact phrase, like blocking how-to if you aren't offering tutorials.
Right.
And negative exact match blocks only that specific query, like free trial if you don't offer one. Using a smart mix of all three gives you much finer control over when your ads don't show up.
Like a toolkit for exclusion. Okay, very clear. Number four.
Fourth, and this ties it all together, integrate with your conversion data. Critically important. You need to look at your search term audits alongside your actual conversion data. What's leading to sales? What's leading to good leads?
So connect the clicks to the results.
Precisely. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes a search term might look okay on the surface, it gets clicks, maybe it seems relevant, but when you check the data, it consistently bombs on ROI. If that's the case, even if it seems relevant at first glance, add it to your negatives. Let the data guide you.
Data-driven decisions. Love it. Okay, and the last step.
Finally, step five is to automate where possible. Look, auditing weekly is key, but it can be time-consuming. There are tools like Google Ads scripts or various third-party platforms out there that can help automatically flag potentially low-performing or clearly irrelevant queries based on rules you set.
Ah, so technology can help streamline this.
Absolutely. It saves a ton of manual effort, helps maintain accuracy, and just fits perfectly with a modern data-driven approach.
Yeah.
Minimize the grunt work, you know, without sacrificing the precision.
That is a really solid, actionable framework. Weekly audits, segmentation, smart match types, conversion data focus, and automation. It feels very proactive. Almost surgical, like you said. Yeah. So when you put all these pieces together, this careful filtering, protecting the budget, what kind of overall tangible difference are we talking about for a business? What does it really achieve?
Well, let's connect it to the bigger picture. The impact can be really significant. Think about a business spending, say, $25,000 a month on ads. That's not uncommon.
Right.
Even a seemingly small improvement in efficiency, maybe cutting out just 5% or 10% of that wasted spend that adds up super quickly over a year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, imagine you identify and manage to reallocate, let's say, 20% of your budget that was previously going to those junk clicks.
Okay.
And you redirect that 20% towards high intent searches, the ones that actually convert into customers or quality leads.
Wow. Yeah, that's a major shift.
It's huge. That's exactly what a well-executed negative keyword strategy delivers. Fewer wasted clicks, much higher quality leads coming in, and ultimately a stronger, more predictable return on your ad investment. And when you combine this strategy with clear attribution, knowing where your results come from, and real-time performance reporting, well, it becomes an incredibly powerful engine for growth for any marketing team that's serious about results.
It transforms ad spend from maybe a bit of a gamble into something much more like predictable revenue generation.
Precisely. Predictable revenue. That's the goal.
So what does this all mean? I think today we've really unpacked how getting focused on your negative keywords isn't just, you know, a minor tweak or about pinching pennies. It's a fundamental strategy for transforming how your ad budget performs. It turns potential waste into predictable, high-quality results. You're now really well-informed on something that directly hits financial efficiency and lead quality.
Yeah, and maybe this leaves you, the listener, with a provocative thought to consider. How much of your current ad budget might be quietly just draining away on clicks that will never convert? Are you absolutely sure every dollar is working as hard as it possibly could? Maybe take a moment after this. Think about what immediate action you could take. Could you carve out an hour this week to just dive into that search terms report? What might you uncover? is that potential wasted 20% hiding in plain sight in your campaigns? There could be significant hidden value just waiting there, ready to be unlocked and reinvested for real growth. Makes you think, doesn't it?
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.